The plot was about a regular starter family finding their oldest had cancer. They needed a donor, but both the parents, Sarah and Brian, and the youngest brother, Jesse, could not help. So they had a third child, whom the doctors could genetically engineer to fit Kate's needs. But they soon became known to how Anna felt. Her freedom of speech changes everything. Will Kate be saved by her sister, or will it fall with the rest of the sick? Anna knows what she was made for. She knows everything that she had to do. Is she all right with it, you may ask? Well, the answer is to a certain point. She is more than willing to fetch her dear sister a barf bag, but to give her sister some of her insides, that's a different story. Anna is a scrap baby. Think of it this way. Kate is the old rusty car that needs a tune-up. No other car can fit their needs except for the exact same kind of car, but newer. Therefore, they take scraps from the new car to fix the old car, leaving the newer car torn apart and ready for the junkyard. Anna does not want to be a scrap baby or live safe. Why should Anna pay for what happened to Kate? But Anna wouldn't be alive if Kate didn't have cancer. Kate hates what her parents are doing to Anna. She doesn't want them to tear her apart anymore. She's even mad at herself that she didn't stop it sooner. Sarah, whom is the mother, goes like this. She lives by the saying, either goes my way or the highway. She's that type of lady. She's a type A, as some may say. She would do anything and everything for her children, no matter who it hurts. In this case, she hurts one of her own children for a bigger problem child. She has put so much on the line for Kate, her kids' lives, her reputation with the law, and even her own marriage. She may be perceived as a psycho, but if you look closer into her story, you'll realize that that's not all who she is. She's just too stressed out and worried. She just will not let Kate go. But then again, wouldn't you do the same if you were in her position? Brian, on the other hand, is type B, laid back and goes with the flow. His wife, Sarah, does all the decision-making. He tries to be more involved in Anna and Jesse's life than in Sarah's. Yes, he still cares about Kate, but he realizes he has more than just one child. Jesse is dyslexic, something that was hard for his parents to figure out due to Kate. You can tell that he is acting out in certain ways to see if someone notices. He feels invisible, and from my opinion, he was doing some stuff he shouldn't have been doing. Some evidence I can prove from the movie about bullying is when Sarah says, "It's not like we have a choice." Anna responds, "That's the thing, I do. I do have a choice." Sarah responds back, "Really? Is that so?" "Yeah," says Anna. "Sarah, that's your sister. Have you forgotten?" "No." "Do you know what's gonna happen?" "Yeah, I believe it or not, Mom, I actually thought about it, Sarah." Right there, she's trying to make Anna feel guilty, saying that she isn't helping her sister by doing this is guilting Anna. That's a form of bullying, making someone feel bad about themselves by what they have done. Another example is when the lawyer says, "You stand up for your family, right?" Sarah goes, "Yes, it's my job." Then the lawyer responds, "And you stand up for Kate?" Sarah says, "I do." And the lawyer responds back, "But the real question is, who stands up for Anna?" Anna's lawyer stands up for Anna and tries to get her mother to realize what she's doing. But yet again, I mentioned that Sarah's only defense is to guilt Anna into doing what she wants. Trying to get Anna to do what she wants, other than thinking of what Anna wants. Overall, I feel like even though Sarah went psycho for a while, we came to understand her standing point. Honestly, even if Kate died without Anna ever being born, I think they'd have another child to replace the love instead of genetically engineered a child. Sarah comes across as the type of mother to replace a lost child, not in a mean way, but to appreciate another daughter.